Welcome to It's Your Ego, Stupid, a show lovingly intended for millions of spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people like you who may at times be led into ego stupidity, a lesser version of yourself and a lesser version of life. This show will give you a much deeper understanding of what ego is, what it's doing to your life, how it can weaken your human and spiritual wellness, and how you can heal in each of these areas if needed. It's Your Ego, Stupid, will heighten your awareness of the intense link between your ego and spirit, your humanity and divinity, and the synergy that can lead to the best version of you and your life. Your host is Dr. Nick Martin, a licensed psychologist who has worked in the clinical, university, school, and private practice settings over the past 40 years, while serving as a therapist, diagnostician, educator, and consultant. Welcome again to It's Your Ego, Stupid. And now your host, Dr. Nick Martin.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Nick Martin, and thank you for listening to It's Your Ego, Stupid on Ohm Times Radio. I hope you've had a great week as you go about meeting the many important challenges that we all face, which during today's show will have us focusing on genuine happiness and how higher ego flexibility can get in the way of our ability to experience it. It's Your Ego, Stupid is a program for spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people, just like you and me, who may at times be led by our ego into something I call ego stupidity, a lesser version of ourselves, and a lesser version of life. Ego stupidity that can be affecting relationships with our family or friends, our coworkers, and even with ourselves. That could stand some improvement, maybe a lot of improvement. Lots of poor communication and difficulty listening to each other, inability to compromise around needs, and lack of compassion and empathy rooted in ego energy issues. Ego stupidity that can be impacting our efforts to achieve and to be successful, to use our potential, to experience a sense of meaning to our life, coming to know our life's purpose, and getting on with our life's work. Lots of people reporting dissatisfaction with their station in life, lacking a sense of direction, feeling lost, and a sense of meaninglessness rooted in ego energy issues. Ego stupidity affecting one's ability to deal effectively with all of the changes, adversity, stressors, and conflicts that take place in our life, often leading to their managing us rather than our managing them, again, rooted in ego energy issues. Ego stupidity making it difficult to grow our mind with truth while keeping us stuck in faulty beliefs, values, attitudes and prejudices, many nowadays acquired from unfiltered social media, fake news on the internet, and opinion news on TV masquerading as truth, running on a constant loop that is brainwashing many people. Ego stupidity making it difficult to feel genuine, lasting happiness, while often leading us into unneeded anxiety, anger, guilt, sadness, or pleasure-based happiness being substituted for the real thing. And finally, ego stupidity impacting our spiritual wellness and ability to be the love, life, and energy God is in our daily thoughts, words, and deeds. As you can see, there are lots of important places that ego stupidity can make its appearance in our lives. If you're an intelligent spiritual being, and you are, and things aren't going as well as you'd like, you've come to the right place. Because a lot of what's going wrong has nothing to do with our intelligence, the absence of spirituality, or being mentally ill. And it's a lot more to do with our ego energy serving as the fuel for ego stupidity. Your lives, relationships, and experiences have taught me all of that over the past 40 years, and what I'm sharing with you in my shows, books, and website about ego energy and ego stupidity, and how we can heal it with ego medicine when and where needed. Again, thank you for tuning into It's Your Ego Stupid on Ohm Times Radio. During our show today, we'll be focusing on happiness, genuine happiness, something we began a few weeks back, which is obviously an important part of our lives. and what higher ego flexibility can be doing to get in the way of that happening. Ego flexibility that often leads to an overly receptive approach to understanding what happiness is and how to get it, often from the wrong people, at the wrong times, and in the wrong places, often bypassing what are the ingredients, gatekeepers, or routes to experiencing genuine happiness that you've taught me, which if absent make it hard for a person to be truly happy in their life, such as being at peace with yourself, others, and the world, being motivated by love in your dealings with people and life, rather than anger, fear, or guilt, being connected to a sense of your life's purpose, both humanly and spiritually, which is intimately connected to your sense of service in whatever you're doing right now, being free of inappropriate expectations of yourself, of others, and from others, and finally, being able to love and accept yourself just as you are while being willing to grow. You know, when people say you can't buy happiness, this is what they're talking about. You can't buy being at peace, or being motivated by love, or being connected to your sense of service, or being free of inappropriate expectations, as well as being able to love and accept yourself as you are. Those things are priceless. There is no price to be paid. Now ask yourself, how am I doing in these areas? Is there a need for growth or improvement? If there is, it's very likely your ego energy is getting in the way and distancing you from genuine happiness. In today's program, we'll be looking at the impact of higher ego flexibility. This is an issue that millions of people are experiencing, often linked to thinking others know the truth about what happiness is and what it takes to experience it. This is a truth they think they must come to know from without, rather than from within. Listening way too much to others, and way too little to themselves, whom they have learned to distrust. People often living in roles such as the adult child, the cultist, the loyalist, and the puppet that I talk about in my book, The Two Voices Within, who are having difficulty feeling genuine happiness. They aren't at peace with themselves or the world because they lack trust in their own thoughts and beliefs, particularly when it comes to how to be happy. They are often confused in their understanding of love and look too often to the wrong people to teach them about it, leading them down the wrong path to experiencing genuine happiness. They don't experience an internally developed sense of purpose in their life rooted in service to others, human and divine, due to listening way too much to others telling them what their purpose is or should be, and what their life's work should be. They often take on expectations and make demands upon themselves that have been shaped by others more so than by themselves, such as having the right job, having the right kids, having the right home, the right money, or the right relationship. And they have difficulty accepting and loving themselves if they think it falls short of what others have told them it needs to be. They may experience pseudo-happiness, fake happiness, or pleasure-based happiness when they think they're measuring up to what others have taught them they must be in order to be happy, and sadness or depression when they have not. Does any of this sound familiar to you? There are millions of people experiencing these difficulties, as there are billions of people on the planet, and every one of them has an ego, just like you and me. I want you to take a look to see if you or somebody you know, live with, or are working with is experiencing any of the symptoms, the ego stupidity, and the ego impact on our spiritual wellness affecting happiness that I'll be talking about today. I want you to diagnose you, because you're the only one living you, 24/7. So now we're going to take a look at some of the symptoms which indicate if a higher ego flexibility voice is talking to and through you in your life. So the first one, You think happiness can only be found by listening to others tell you how to get it. People, as I've said earlier, who have higher ego flexibility are often preoccupied with listening to other people tell them many things about life, including what it takes to be happy. Some of those questions that can tie in with the symptom for you to think about are you too trusting of what others are telling you about how to be happy? People with higher ego flexibility tend to lean a lot on what other people are telling them, particularly when it comes to how to be happy. Do you lack a healthy skepticism about who and what you're listening to in order to be happy? You know, a skepticism that lets us work at filtering out what are people telling us and why are they telling us this? People with higher ego flexibility have a difficult time demonstrating this healthy skepticism. And also, do you distrust yourself and have difficulty listening to yourself when it comes to knowing how to be happy? Unfortunately, the person with higher flexibility often has a difficult time listening to themselves, and they are very distrusting on what they think or believe. So those are some of the questions tied in with the symptom that I just mentioned. We're going to talk about another one. You get involved with people who teach you that the means to happiness involves following them. Again, you tend to get involved with people who teach you that the means to happiness involves following them. So people with higher flexibility are often extremely good followers and poor leaders of themselves. They have learned to listen way too much to other people. And a lot of times, some of the questions that connect with this symptom are you looking for someone to lead your life? Looking for somebody outside of yourself to guide you, to teach you, to lead you in regards to how to live your life? Do you have difficulty realizing that the person who should be leading your life is you? This is a very difficult thing for people with higher flexibility to contemplate, that they should be listening to themselves more and working with their inner self and their truth. They often look way too much to others to guide them and lead them, particularly when it comes to understanding how to be happy. And are you able to see the difficulty, are you having difficulty seeing the inconsistency between what people you are following are saying and doing? A lot of times people with this higher ego flexibility do a relatively poor job of noticing the hypocrisy of people who they are following. They can be political leaders, they can be religious leaders, where there is truly a lack of alignment with what people are saying and what they are doing, and they have a difficult time calling them on that. They're, again, are too trusting of people who they lean upon as their leaders, their guides, particularly when it comes to understanding happiness. So that is the second symptom. I'm going to talk about a few more before we go to our first break. You think happiness can be acquired by adopting the same ideas or beliefs or values of the what I'll call happy people around you. You identify people perhaps around you and you see them as being happy. And it becomes a thing of whether you need to become like them, particularly in the way they do things or think about things or the way they believe about things. And it starts to become a matter of, if I could just become more like them, I could be happy. Sort of like taking a shortcut to becoming happy, leaving out all of those things I mentioned earlier about what is involved in becoming genuinely happy. So are you losing yourself and trying to become someone else, something that people often do with higher ego flexibility? Are you trying hard to fit in with these people, these happy people, people with higher flexibility, try to fit in with them? And they may try to say the same ideas or things that they believe so they fit in. Are you trying hard to live in another person's truth in order to be happy? As if we actually could do that, which is not something we can actually do. But the higher ego flexibility person has difficulty realizing that. And are you trying to find the right ideas or the beliefs and the values to be happy? Again, searching from without rather than from within to work on finding them. I'm going to mention one more symptom. You often listen to the wrong people telling you what you must do to become happy. People with higher ego flexibility have a very difficult time knowing who to listen to and who not to listen to. So they're very at risk that many times they're naive, they're gullible at being taken in, at following the wrong people or the wrong ideas. And sometimes these are some of the questions that tie in with that difficulty. Do you have difficulty seeing through people? Being able to see through people and understand that what is being shown to you on the outside may not actually be occurring on the inside. Do you have difficulty realizing that people can have what we call secondary agendas? They have an ulterior motive at work. But when people are too trusting, we tend to overlook those possibilities, which is something that people with higher ego flexibility often do. And also, do you have difficulty realizing people maybe have good intention, but they have faulty ideas? So maybe they want to be helpful to you, but they lack the necessary experience or familiarity with what's going on in order to help you. There's a phrase you may have heard, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. And this is particularly one of those sayings that applies to people with higher ego flexibility energy. I did not get to all the symptoms, but you can see them in the free download of my book, It's Your Ego Stupid, from my website, it's your ego, egoandspirit.info. By the way, you don't have to have all of the symptoms or any of them all of the time, but the more of them that you do have, and the more often they happen, the stronger the indication that you're experiencing higher ego flexibility energy that needs to be healed. And you also need to consider the symptoms over time to get a clearer picture of what's going on, because our ego energy can hide quite well from us, even though it's often in plain sight for others to see. Hiding from us due to the prism we're looking through to know ourselves and our life. We're coming up on our first break. When we return, we're going to get started talking about the reflections of ego stupidity that can be at work. In dealing with happiness. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Ohm Times Radio, and I'll see you after the break.
Conscious media for conscious minds. Ohm Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Ohm Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Ohm Times endeavor. Host your show with Ohm Times Radio Network.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Ohm Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hi, Dr. Nick Martin here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego Stupid, Fix It to Fix Your Life. Also, please visit the shop page, where you can find each of my other books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, and The Two Voices Within.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Ohm Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Now we're going to take a look at the reflections of ego stupidity and what it's happening in a higher ego flexibility person's ability to experience happiness. And I know some of these are going to sound strange and or weird or wrong or funny or inappropriate, and that's because you're not living in that energy. But for those with higher flexibility, it's leading them to engage in ego-rooted, non-reality-based thoughts, feelings, and behaviors, particularly those involving happiness, our topic for today. And it can often lead them to conclude that the abnormal things that they are thinking or feeling or doing are normal, when they aren't. And like the symptoms, they can become part of their abnormal normal that they don't realize they're caught up in. But others often can, because they're not looking at them through the same ego energy prism that the higher flexibility person is looking through to see what's going on. And this has nothing to do with their intelligence or the absence of spirituality or being under the influence of a mental illness. We're all intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people who have gotten caught up in the web of an abnormal world of our own making due to our unhealthy, imbalanced ego energy when it's happening. And we can remain stuck there until we heal the energy within us that's leading us to create them. And we can do this with the use of ego medicine that consists of knowing what ego is and what ego isn't. I talk about this in my earlier programs. You may want to check the archive out for the first two or three shows. Understanding that ego is an energy, it's a survival energy, its ultimate purpose is meant to be a positive one. And also having to understand that the myths that are often at work to help us to weaken us in getting to know the truth about ego. I did a program, I think it was my third program, on the myths about ego that should be known and recognized to help you have a better foundation. So please check that out if you don't, you haven't had a chance to listen to it. The second ingredient to ego medicine is tuning into our own ego energy. Because we each have our own distinctive ego energy comprised of the amount of ego power or volume, as I call it, the ego flexibility, as well as the ego vulnerability. There's a certain amount each of us has. And in order to work on that tuning in process, I have made an effort to, within my programs and books and website, give you some reference points to get a sense of where you might be falling with regard to your ego energy and what does need to be worked on and how much work you need to put into it. So that is the second ingredient to ego medicine. And one more, the third one, which is replacing ego-rooted, non-reality-based, truth-disconnected thoughts and beliefs that we created, not ego. And we replace them with those that are connected to truth and reality, both human and divine. So the next part of today's show has to do specifically with this third contributor to ego medicine, which involves looking at reflections of ego stupidity and working to replace them with ego-rooted, with reality-based thoughts to replace the non-reality-based thoughts that we often are developing rooted in the ego energy. Again, this today's program involving higher ego flexibility energy. So here is the first reflection. It's not okay to question people who are telling me what I must do to be happy. The higher ego flexibility person thinks that it's not okay to question people who are telling people what they must do to be happy. Being able to demonstrate what I call that healthy skepticism, seeing more that can be maybe going on and not taking everything at face value. So that's a non-reality-based thought, because it is completely appropriate for us to question people, not in a malicious way, but in a way to understand that people can be getting it wrong, even though they have good intentions. So when we're failing to think that reality-based thought, when we're thinking it's not okay to question others in regards to what they're telling us we must do to be happy, particularly when it involves pseudo or fake happiness, when we're doing that, when we're thinking that, it's your ego making you stupid. Another reflection: people wouldn't mislead me when telling me how to be happy. This whole idea that people wouldn't mislead us, wouldn't go try to do us wrong, wouldn't try to betray us. This is one of those thoughts that most people realize isn't true, but people with higher ego flexibility, because of their often too trusting and gullible and naive way of dealing with people, would get into this thought that people wouldn't mislead them in their efforts to tell them how to be happy. Well, the reality-based thought then is that no, some people would. Some people would mislead us. Maybe they have their own needs that they're serving. They enjoy the empowerment, perhaps, of being able to act as somebody else's leader. Whatever the reason is, but that's a very distinct possibility that we must be willing to entertain if we are living in healthy ego energy. So if you're thinking that people wouldn't mislead you, a non-reality-based thought, lacking in connection to complete truth, that's your ego making you stupid. Another reflection of ego stupidity: I shouldn't trust myself when it comes to understanding how to be happy. People with higher ego flexibility have a difficult time trusting themselves. They've actually learned not to trust themselves, when in fact they can and they should in their efforts to do that. And they often are really capable people that have learned that they're not capable of working with their own ideas and their beliefs to bring them to a healthier place and a better understanding of happiness, including those things that I talked about at the very beginning of the show. So a lack of trust in oneself, convincing oneself that they are not able to be trusted by themselves, when we're doing that, when we're thinking that, and when you're thinking that, it's your ego making you stupid. Another reflection of ego stupidity: I can be happy by acquiring the same ideas, beliefs, and values of those who appear to be happy. Again, you're thinking that if I could just be like them, if I could just look at life the way they look at life and think about things the way they think about things, then I'll be happy. Now, unfortunately, a lot of times that is bypassing what those core ingredients of happiness are, such as being at peace. It's as if I can be happy while I'm not being at peace if I can acquire these certain ideas and beliefs, when that's not correct. We can't bypass those core ideas toward being genuinely happy. We can't become happy simply as a result of becoming somebody else. That's a non-reality-based way of looking at things. We can only be happy when we have worked with developing and understanding our own beliefs and our own ideas about what happiness is from within, including those core ingredient elements to being happy, such as being at peace with yourself, others, and so on. So when we're thinking that, when we're thinking we can do that, when we can acquire somebody else's ideas and beliefs, that's our ego making us stupid. Another reflection of ego stupidity: people with good intentions wouldn't mislead me. People with good intentions wouldn't mislead me. A lot of times, as I said earlier, people may have good intentions, but they have a lack of information. Maybe they have a lack of familiarity with what we're dealing with or what we need to do to be happy or work on being happy. So people with higher ego flexibility are listening too much to people who have good intentions. And this can even be somebody in the middle, close to you in your life. It could be a mom or a dad or a brother or a sister who are lacking a complete understanding of us, in their efforts to be helpful to us. So we can certainly embrace their willing to help us, but we can't do that without realizing that sometimes the good intentions are just not enough. There has to be more at work when people are trying to be helpful to us. They have to be the right people sometimes. They have to have the right information and background in order to help us lead us to us. So when we're failing to know that, it's our ego making us stupid. I'm going to mention one more before we go on to talking about ego insights. One more reflection, that is, which is that people with strong convictions are the right people to follow. Again, people with strong convictions are the right people to follow. And when I say the strong convictions, I'm talking about people who really believe very intensely in what they're telling us. They have a very strong sense of this is the truth and you need to know this truth. This will make you happy. And they're almost trying to force it down your mental throat, so to speak, when in fact, people with strong convictions can be very wrong. They can be off track a great deal without even realizing it. So convictions are not enough. Strong convictions are not enough. But when we're telling themselves that we should believe in people with strong convictions without realizing additional things, well, that's your ego making you stupid. And now I'm going to switch over to talking about some ego insights. These are some specific insights connected to the symptoms and the ego stupidity I've been talking about. These are insights that can help you to better see what's going on behind the scenes and beneath the surface when it comes to difficulty experiencing genuine happiness. These insights are intended to help you see more of your ego blindness if you're experiencing higher ego flexibility, and what ego is actually doing when it comes to experiencing genuine happiness that's lasting. So here's the first one. Your higher ego flexibility voice is stopping you from listening to yourself and looking inside to find happiness. So this energy coming through in the form of this voice is really stopping you from listening to yourself, looking inside yourself, working to find and know happiness from within. It's this energy that's having you look past or overlook yourself. And this energy that's contributing to your failure to build a path from where it can only begin, a path to happiness, which is from within. Our path to happiness isn't built from without, but it's built from within. But your higher ego flexibility voice is getting in the way of this awareness, of this awakening. Another insight. Your higher ego flexibility voice is stopping you from realizing that people can be far more invested in meeting their needs than in meeting your needs. Again, it stops you from realizing that people can be far more invested in meeting their needs than in meeting your needs. So some people get caught up in following teachers or guides or gurus who will lead them to them, will lead you to them, and not to yourself. And that's the kind of thing that you must be aware of, that your ego energy, this higher ego flexibility voice, is preventing you from realizing that sometimes people are really trying to lead you much more to them rather than to the person they should be leading you to, which is yourself. Another insight. Your higher ego flexibility voice has led you to try to imitate others and to become more like them as a means to finding happiness. So imitating as in thinking like them, believing like them, valuing like them. That is your ego energy. That is your higher ego energy voice working its way into your ego mind, leading you to think that copying what other people are being, thinking the way they are, valuing the way they are. In a way, you're trying to be a version, experience a version of happiness that fits who others are rather than who you are. And that doesn't work. You must come to know and be who you are in order to know happiness. Another insight. Your higher ego flexibility voice is weakening your ability to to know or tell the difference between the right and the wrong people to listen to in your efforts to experience happiness, to make those distinctions between who maybe you should really be listening to and who you should not be listening to. So you may have a question, well, who are they likely to be? Well, here are some indications of the right people. They tend to listen more to us and they talk less. They're more interested in understanding us and knowing us than our knowing them and our listening to them. Also, they understand the ingredients to happiness. There's a familiarity with what I mentioned earlier in the show, having to do with those foundational elements to genuine happiness. And they seem to get it. They understand that. And they talk about that. And also, they're trying to lead you to you, not to them. And they can communicate that. They can show it to you that it's about you. It's not about them. So these are some reflections of the right people to be listening to in our working to understand and know happiness. And I'm going to mention one more insight. Your higher ego flexibility voice is leading you to mistake conviction for truth when it comes to understanding happiness, something I talked about earlier. Conviction becomes truth for you. So this energy is at work and it's blocking you from realizing that just because people are highly convicted in what they think doesn't make it truth. It's just something they think. So this energy is causing you to mistake style for substance. It makes it easier for you to be taken in by charismatic leaders, be they a political leader or a religious leader or whatever leader. Hard sell advertising is built upon this idea of trying to sell you through conviction. A lot of times repetitive fear messaging is often tied in with this conviction that people are demonstrating. Sometimes the follow me or else kind of message. And a lot of times these kinds of messages and this conviction is preying upon a person's needs for acceptance and respect and trust and belonging, needs that they're often not familiar with having. So these are some of the reflections of ego stupidity and the insights involving ego's voice. And there are many more again in my book, It's Your Ego Stupid. We're coming up on our second break. This is Dr. Nick. When we return, we'll be talking about ego's impact on our spiritual wellness. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, and I'll see you after the break.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi, Dr. Nick here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego Stupid, Fix It to Fix Your Life. Also, please visit the shop page, where you can find focused ego meditations that can help you know whether you are truly speaking with your voice in your life or ego is speaking for you. Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Now we're going to take a look at how higher ego flexibility can impact our spiritual wellness when it comes to experiencing happiness. We're looking at ego's impact on the connection to the divinity within our humanity. The lessening of our spiritual wellness involves gaining distance from being the love, the life, and the energy God is within our thoughts, words, and deeds when ego energy is getting in the way of experiencing happiness. ego is getting in the way of being the unconditional, connective, unburdened, and unlimited love that God is within our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors as we go about experiencing happiness. Ego is getting in the way of being able to recognize the presence of God in all life forms, including ourselves, as well as honoring and respecting others at all times in all places as we go about experiencing happiness. Ego is getting in the way of being able to access the healing and transformative energy God is within our being when we work with human and divine truth to experience happiness. Again, each of these can be undermining our spiritual wellness by distancing us from God, the God within us, our divinity. So here are some examples of ego's impact on spiritual wellness for those with higher ego flexibility. And we're going to start with being the love God is. Our first example, people with higher ego flexibility have difficulty being spiritually well and happy when their ego is leading them to reject and disown their own thoughts and beliefs. In a way, it's having you push yourself out of your life and having you fail to believe in your ability to find truth and your way to happiness from within. Your divine connection doesn't involve disowning and disconnecting from the use of your mind to bring you to truth and happiness, but rather it involves working with what is within and searching from within as well as from without, finding your way to happiness from within, being at peace, coming from a place of love, living your life's purpose with service rendered, fashioning healthy expectations, and accepting yourself. And so when this isn't happening, you're disconnecting from your spirituality and you're less spiritually well. Another impact on spiritual wellness and happiness. People with higher ego flexibility have difficulty being spiritually well and happy when their ego is leading them to distrust their mind and an unwillingness to use it. Letting go of this wonderful gift that we all have received, the gift of our mind, in favor of that of another. So distrusting and mistrusting your mind are ways of unloving yourself. We aren't loving ourselves when we are questioning our mind and our ability to work with our mind in ways that are important to us in life, including that which involves our happiness. Your divinity involves welcoming you to embrace the gift of your mind, and even with its imperfections. And we can use it as a means to serving you in your efforts to know happiness. Being the love God is welcomes trusting in yourself within the awareness of your mind's imperfections and recognition that the remedy for this is a willingness to learn from that imperfection rather than avoiding it or depending on another person's mind. So when this is not happening, you're disconnecting from your spirituality and you're less spiritually well. Now we're going to talk a little bit about ego's impact on being the life God is. The life God is. People with higher ego flexibility have difficulty being spiritually well when their ego is leading them to dishonor their truth by seeking to find happiness mainly in the truth of others. They are, again, dishonoring their truth by seeking to find happiness mainly in the truth of others and not within, as opposed to developing and nurturing their truth from within. Your divinity and being the life God is involves using your truth to build your way to happiness, to build your truth using your own healthy ego energy, to form the ideas and the beliefs and the values that will lead to each of the ingredients to happiness: peace, love, service, healthy expectations, and acceptance. And when this isn't happening, you're disconnecting from your spirituality and are less spiritually well. Another ego impact on spiritual wellness. People with higher flexibility have difficulty being spiritually well when their ego is leading them to dishonor their mind by failing to entrust in its use with belief in it. This wonderful gift that we have, our mind, with which we can work with to cultivate, to develop, to grow, is being failed when we feel we're failing to use that gift. Your divine connection and being the life God is involves honoring and entrusting your mind as a gift and a tool that has been given to you to serve and not to be ignored or to be neglected. So when this isn't happening, when you're not using this gift, you're disconnecting from your spirituality and are less spiritually well. Well, and lastly, we're going to talk about being the energy God is and ego's impact on it. This is being able to recognize the availability of healing and transformative energy within your being when you're connected to human and divine truth. This is a incredible capacity with 3 million years in the making, this ability to heal and transform as a result of making contact with your human and divine truth, something that's quite difficult for many people to do, particularly when ego energy is getting in the way. I would like to mention here that, again, that your and my divine age were built on the love, life, and energy God is, which has led to your incredible design. And our divine ages are the same. Whether our human age is in the 20s or 30s and beyond has nothing to do with our divine age. Our divine ages are all the same because we all began from that same starting point. The divine, the divinity within our humanity began at that same point, this 3 million years in the making of the love, the life, and the energy God is has resulted in you and has resulted in me and has resulted in every living being. So from that perspective, irrespective of our age, maybe our culture, maybe our gender orientation or gender or whatever, we're really pretty much the same. That is the unity and oneness of our being from that source. So I'm going to mention a couple of ego's impacts upon our spiritual wellness when it comes to being the energy God is. People with higher flexibility have difficulty being spiritually well when their ego is weakening their healing and transformation by failing to fully use their mind in their efforts to know happiness. Your divine connection doesn't allow for healing and transformation to occur if you're neglecting or rejecting the use of your mind as you journey to happiness. We must be willing to make and work with this gift in furtherance of healing and transformation that will be met with your happiness. So when this isn't happening, you're disconnecting from your spirituality and you're less spiritually well. I'm going to mention one more ego impact on spiritual wellness and happiness. People with higher ego flexibility are having difficulty being spiritually well when their healing and their transformation is being weakened by insistence on living in the truth of another in an effort to bring them to happiness. Our healing and transformation cannot occur when we are trying to live in the truth of another. That's not part of our design to have that happen. So when we're failing to build a path to happiness with our truth, to be at peace, to be loving, to be serving, and to be accepting of ourselves. When this isn't happening, we're undermining our healing and transformation. Your divinity doesn't allow for healing and transformation if you've lost yourself in the truth of others. In order to find and in order to live a full-to-bear version of you being happy for you, particularly when that involves pseudo-happiness or pleasure-based happiness. So when this is happening, when you're doing that, you're disconnecting from your spirituality and are less spiritually well. As we leave our focus on ego's impact on our spiritual wellness, I want to say that we often make God and our connection to God so much harder than it has to be. And this is happening when ego is getting in between us. God and life and we become so much easier and so much better, and in many ways so much less expensive when we remove that obstacle. Now I want to offer you a frame of reference for knowing when you're healing from higher ego flexibility and are able to experience genuine happiness. All of the symptoms, the ego stupidity, and ego's impact on our spiritual wellness that I referred to earlier was when ego was speaking for you and through you. When you're healing your higher ego flexibility, this is what your voice will be speaking. This is an excerpt from The Two Voices Within. I had so desperately sought happiness within the truth of others, where it could never be found. A desperation in which I often sought to live within the truth of others in order to feel the warmth of happiness. This illusory happiness came from without rather than within, where it must begin. I now realize that genuine happiness must come from within the knowledge of my truth, both human and divine. A happiness coming forth from ownership and use of all of the gifts I have received, human and divine. Happiness coming forth from my willingness to live rather than efforts to survive within the truth of another. Again, the words of your voice when healing from higher ego flexibility. As we leave our focus on higher ego flexibility and difficulty experiencing genuine happiness, I want you to give some thought to the symptoms, the ego stupidity, the insights, and the spiritual impact I've shared with you. And if any of it resonates with you, please help me to share it with others. We've reached the end of today's program. I hope what I've shared with you will serve as a dose of ego medicine, assisting you in your efforts to know true and genuine happiness that's lasting. Our program next week is going to focus on higher ego vulnerability energy and difficulty people may have experiencing genuine happiness who are living within this energy, something that I'm familiar with from a former version of myself. These are people who feel lots of vulnerability and have trouble accepting and working with the human imperfections that we all have. Their emotional experiences can often be filled with anger or anxiety due to the difficulties they have in coming to terms with their imperfections, those of others, and life in general. I want to mention before leaving that you can also purchase each of my books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, The Two Voices Within, and It's Your Ego Stupid, at the online bookstores for Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Balboa Press. I end today's show with this message. The great news is that working to heal your ego energy using ego medicine by growing your awareness of its symptoms, ego stupidity, insights, and spiritual impact will allow the divine truth in your being to flow and to shine through you and allow you to fully embrace each of the divine gifts. The spiritual part of healing is a given. It's part of your endowment. Divine truth and the divine gifts are part of your heritage that already exists within you. you need do nothing more to be spiritual. You already are. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. You only need to enhance your humanity with ego medicine, so that all which is available to you is given. Fix your ego to fix your life, humanly and spiritually. I want to thank you for listening and allowing me to be your servant. I want you to have a great week, and please come back to my next program. In peace and love, this is Dr. Nick saying goodbye for now.